Candace, bring us good time.
Okay. I have Mary read a couple of scriptures for us right quick, which is partly about what I'm going to sing about. Please.
Romans 8, 31 and 32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Like I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Bring it on. We got God right by our side all the time, which means we can do all things.
Amen.
All right? I think this thing is a little bit too loud, but, oh my goodness. Where is the volume? Thank you. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Anyway, this is called You Are For Me. So worship with me and praise Him. If you want to stand and raise your hands, just get into the Spirit, please. Okay. Speak to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, worthy to be praised. You're so faithful and so constant, so loving and so true, so powerful in all you do. You feel us and you see us. You know our every move. You love me. Right upon my heart. darkness, I know that you have come now. Even if to write upon my heart, to remind me of who you are.
Brother Ray gets started, I would just like to say we're going to do things a little different this morning. Usually it's Apostle that does the teaching, but Ray's going to do a teaching this morning. Take your liberty.
All right. Very good. I like that song, Candace.
Oh, thank you.
I was just thinking about that. It's God. It's all about God. What is he? What is he and who is he to us?
That's it.
What is he and who is he to us? Wow, that's really powerful right there. And all those words that she used, he's all these things to us. Right? That is so cool. But you're going to get a lot of, today you're probably going to hear sermons, you're going to hear talks about motherhood. Right? And how important it is and all that. And let me just kind of turn it around a little bit, though. What you ladies tell us about what's important about motherhood? Several of y'all have been mothers, I think. Are still mothers. But, what is it? Let's just name one thing. Tell me one thing that you felt it was really important that you communicate to your children. Maybe something was passed down from your mom to you, or maybe it's just something you discovered that you really, I can just get them to do this, pick up their room, whatever. I'm kidding, but what is,
my mother,
what the, yeah, go ahead.
And my daddy showed me unconditional love. So I have no problem with God showing me unconditional love. Yeah. And I hope that I instill that in my children, that I unconditionally love them.
Amen.
Because that makes it easier to love God in the natural.
Yeah, that's good.
And I was really blessed with the parents that I had. And that's something, I want to instill in my children.
Okay.
You said that for my mom and dad.
Sure. Someone else.
I try to teach Crystal to take the gift that God has given her and to perfect it for his purpose, to touch others.
Amen.
And she did that.
Someone else.
Stay in fellowship with God and you stay in church.
Yeah, because you always have in church.
Right.
Everybody's different and loved by God.
Yes, you would know that with them too.
Everyone, did y'all hear that? Everyone is different and loved by God.
Yes, that's right.
Are we all the same?
No.
All three of us are totally different.
And to advance a lot more than, I did.
Than what we can imagine.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Go further and be supportive.
Just go on.
Yeah. Bethany and I had seven kids, and they're all different.
Yes.
They're all different. Of course, we didn't have twins.
They would have both been different too. Somehow, some way.
Someone else. Give everybody.
Well, Ray, I want to say thank God for all mamas.
Yeah.
My mom, Lita's mother. What I think. I like most about my wife.
You've got her attention.
is she instilled, you know, in our children the desire to teach their children about the Lord.
Amen.
Most important.
Yeah.
You need to write that down.
That's good because she's a disciple maker.
Amen.
Yeah.
And a maker of disciples.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, we want to carry as many people with us as we can.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
That's the heart of God.
I thank God for a praying grandmother. Her hair was all the way down to here. She'd do that blunt thing because she was Methodist. And I know it's because of my mom's mom that we're sitting in here right now.
Praise God. Praise God. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the same thing Mary started off with, about unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I have three kids, but I try to instill in all of them that they're going to always be loved and that they'll always have our love, no matter what they do. And I've had kids that they got into different trouble and done different things, and you know, but I would talk to them and always let them know that just because they did something wrong, they may have consequences, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to love them.
That's right.
I say, no matter what you do, you're good. You did something that might not have been so good, but you're still good. You're still my son. Mm-hmm. And I always love you. So I try to always instill that in them, that no, not to be afraid. When they get in trouble, do something, they could, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. Me and our Father, we will be there. We'll never stop loving them no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to always have our love. So unconditional love, and then they're there to use that same love in their dealings with other people.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother talked about example. I was raised up in holiness, raised up in church from a child.
Yeah.
So I raised mine up in church also.
And she's sitting by you today.
And I think all of us instill work ethics in our children,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
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 That, and that's important.
All of it.
That's important today. You know, you don't have to get a job. They want to know if you're going to work. You know, apparently there's the folks out there don't want to work too much. Yeah, they haven't been taught that.
Of course, now that I think about it, my mother did it. Maybe I just did it because of the example of love and all she showed. She put my shoes and socks on until I was in the sixth grade. So, and I never made a thing.
Sixth grade?
And I never cooked, did I?
Well, that's all right, Robbie. Never
mind. I know I said it.
Mary, I'm missing the point of this.
I wanted to do what was right.
Amen.
So sometimes you can be such a hard taskmaster. You got to do this, you got to clean this. But I'm an example because I keep a pretty clean house and I'm not lazy or anything.
Amen.
But I mean, I was loved and I was allowed to go out and play. I think that's good. Daddy had to be careful, but kids just have the responsibility of making decisions when they're out playing. Not having everybody scrutinize everything you do all the time. And I have to be careful. I had to be careful not to do that. And I realized I was very successful with Amy when I found out she was riding all over Adamsville with her. And I didn't know it.
On her scooter?
On her bicycle.
Oh, bicycle.
With Melissa. You know Melissa and her. And I also found, and this is a story about letting them be friends. Melissa, there's about four of them. They would go through the woods to Adamsville Park. Well, they went through the woods to Adamsville Park. Teenage boys stopped them. We found out later for several minutes. And then they went. And the light of my mouth was, well, I won't do that again. She did it the very next day. So you have to be strong with your discipline, too.
That's consequences, like she said. There
are the consequences.
And protection over them.
Yeah. Pray the edge of protection.
And I also think the church should, older women should teach the younger women.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you raise your children and your husbands and learn to live, you got to realize some things are just not important.
Amen.
They're just not important.
Your husband becomes perfect when he goes to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the stuff in me to tell people to not make same mistakes.
Yeah, it is good for older women.
And that's what somebody will tell me all the time. Karen will say, you tell me
not to do this. I said, yeah, Karen, I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, Karen's the one that's got the hair down to here. Mm-hmm. Cut with Raymond and I. So, you know, we need to have that at our church. The older men need to teach the younger men. Mm-hmm. It's not important if you get dirt on the car. I mean, you got to be considerate. I heard Andrew Womack said, when if I was to, because I'm a good husband, he says, if I was to go in and accidentally have dirty shoes and walk on carpet, and my wife came in there and fussed at me for getting that floor dirty, I would think she cared more about that floor than me. And see, women don't think that way, but men do, don't they?
Right. Have the opposite.
I don't think that way. I had nothing to do with how important he was. But to me, men do think that way, don't they, David?
That'd be recorded that David didn't say anything. Very wisely. Well, I tell you what.
Men and women are different. They think different about
stuff.
Yes.
I've only got like 3 minutes. I'm just going to
Well, you shouldn't have asked. You might realize I've been home a lot.
I'm not complaining a bit. This is exactly what I wanted. And I think this is exactly what God wanted. But I did want to kind of speak to what you mentioned there. In Titus 2, let me just read this for you. It starts out in Titus 2, the first five or six verses. It says, but speak the things which become sound doctrine. In other words, teach sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Okay. That's all it says about the aged men. But let's look at the aged women. No, that's good. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. It specifically called out the older woman, just as you were saying, to be teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Said a whole lot more about the women than it does the men.
Because they're keepers.
And the cool thing here is this, that the women are to teach. Yeah. It talks about them teaching. It says, now this is the older women, it says, that they teach the younger women.
And the church is talking about it backwards. Older women teach the older women.
And so, you know, what I'm seeing here is, I was listening to the radio, I was working in the basement and listening to radio, and you get all kinds of stuff on the radio these days, you know. But they were saying, they had done a study on what is it that makes people live the longest. And they looked at these people that live the longest all over the globe, and they came up with one common thing, they ate beans. I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me either. But one of the things they did say was the societies that these people had, they valued the older folks.
Amen.
And there was never, in fact, one of them didn't even have a word for retirement. There was no concept of retirement. You were always busy doing something. You had a purpose. Every day when you woke up, you had a purpose that you had to fulfill, okay? And that's what kept you going. That's what kept you going. And every day, the older women have a purpose to fulfill. Just because your kids have grown up and left home or whatever, you still got a purpose to fulfill. Because not only do you continue to teach them, but you can teach the other young women in your church, your community, wherever you are. You can teach them all these wonderful things. And you teach them what you taught your kids, which are all wonderful things. So this is what we want to remember, okay? This is what we want to focus on. And, you know, teach them to be, what's that list of things again? It says, and they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Mm-hmm. Need to do that. It's not a given these days that women are going to love their children. To be discreet,
chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So I just encourage you, I'm encouraged by hearing your stories this morning, hearing what you said. I think it's a wonderful witness to all of you, and a wonderful witness to God. So I hope you enjoyed breakfast.
Amen. Thanks,
all the men pitched in to help out, Gwen making coffee and everything. Everybody pitched in. And we finally got it together. I think we're going to have to start 30 minutes earlier, though, next time. But anyway. So let's just pray, and then we'll move on to the next thing that I'm not sure what's next. Yeah. But anyway, we'll move on to the next thing. Father, thank you so much for loving us and being with us in all things. That you are a wonderful God. We do want to focus on you and all of your attributes, who you are to us. You're the healer. You're our rock. You're our salvation. You're our deliverer. You're our rescuer. You're our guide. You're the light of our life. We thank you. You are so many things that we can't even begin to remember them all. But you're always with us. You're our comforter. And Father, there's times when we need to be able to comfort others with the comfort that you give us. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you can help us comfort others. Be with us today as we look to you, and thank you for our mothers.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take a 5-minute break. You need to go to the restroom or something, and then Brother David and then Apostle is going to do communion. So make sure you have your communion. Take your 5-minute breaks if y'all need to.
I love your purse.
Thank you.
I love your shoes too.